essential occult practices vary, and I've mentioned them before, but those would be the various groupings of magic, divination, and spiritism as the three main practice categories. Now, each of those would have applied areas where magic focuses on obtaining power that one can redirect and apply according to their will. Applied areas of magic would be areas such as healing magic, where you know people feel sick, so I have to use magic to try and heal myself or somebody else, or to put a curse, if it's on the darker side, they want to curse someone in that way. So our persecution magic, defense magic. So the idea of the use of some kind of power to accomplish some effect in the world, where divination is the acquisition of forbidden or secret knowledge so that you know how to accomplish some purpose or something in the world. And applied areas in divination can be, I'm seeking knowledge of the past that I don't know about, knowledge of the present, or knowledge of the future. So that's why divination as a whole you're usually going to see in the classic terms the word mantic or mancy applied to it, the idea of a seer, somebody who sees into the past, present, or future. And then that's going to be accomplished by a number of means. For example, the seer can use cards to try and divine the past, present, or future. So cartomancy, or as it's called, or astrology, as it's called, is more properly known as astromancy, divination by the stars. There's another form, more popular form and popular with movie makers, called mirror mantic, where the seer looks into some type of reflective or shiny surface, and from looking into this magical object which has a reflection on it, they can see into the past, present, or future. And from that, we get the broader categories of, you know, crystal balls, one form of mirror mantic, or Disney movies, mirror, mirror on the wall. How do you get information from this seer source? And even Joseph Smith, the founder of Mormonism, was known to have a seer stone, a polished rock that he would look at, where he would use to, you know, get information. Now, he said it was from God, but before he formed the Mormon Church, he used it to look for buried treasure and did things like that. So those would be three areas of practice. But the occult also includes phenomenology, you know, events, beings. For example, in these occult worldviews, for example, Northwestern Europe has its fairy lore. So you've got everything from leprechauns, elves, goblins, gnomes, and things like that, which are elemental creatures or some other type of creature that has its own form of magic that you can encounter. Or there's other phenomenology that's spoken of in the occult, like vampirism, lycanthropy, you know, werewolves, werebears, things like that. So all of those are going to form different categories of occult practice and occult phenomenology.